AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 22-year-old Mobile, Alabama man out on bond on a drug charge now faces attempted murder charges after a shooting at a spring break party in Panama City Beach, Florida. Bay County Sheriff spokeswoman Ruth Curley says spring breakers are an easy victims for criminals.
They're here to prey upon the spring breakers, the people in college who are here and they're drunk and they're partying and they're very easy to rob and they're very easy to assault.
Three of the seven people shot at a party early yesterday morning are in critical condition. David Jemichael Daniels is charged with seven counts of attempted murder. Tunisia's prime minister says a suspect in the deadly Tunis Museum attack has been killed in an anti-terror operation. Angela Charlton has more from Paris.
The suspect killed overnight was Khaled Shaib, who is suspected to have a major role in Al-Qaeda's North Africa arm. Shaib was one of nine people killed in these overnight anti-terrorist operations around the country, primarily along the Algerian border.
22 people, mainly foreign tourists, and two gunmen were killed in the March 18th attack. A national unity march is being held today in Tunisia. The Iran nuclear talks inching a bit closer to a possible framework agreement. Officials said the Iranians have tentatively agreed to reduce the number of centrifuges to 6,000 or perhaps fewer at their main nuclear site. They also promised to ship enriched uranium to Russia. European Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the goal for the U.S. and its partners remains the same.
I think that we can find solutions that are good for all, that can guarantee that Iran has no nuclear weapons, cannot develop nuclear weapons, but still can develop a civil nuclear program.
Among unresolved issues, a monitoring program to make sure Iran complies with any agreement. Tuesday is the deadline for a framework deal. This is AP Radio News. 25 people have been treated for bumps and bruises after their Air Canada plane skidded off a runway in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Passenger Mike Magnus says the plane might have clipped a power line on the way in.
The nose of the plane has been sheared off or damaged. We lost an engine when we hit the ground. We bounced a couple of times and then popped off one of the engines.
After being treated for minor injuries, Magnus told reporters he was going to have a glass of wine. Two free throws with 6 seconds left keep Kentucky's perfect season rolling as the Wildcats beat Notre Dame 68-66 to go to 38-0 and for a trip to the Final Four. Coach John Calipari says the Irish took it to his club.
We were just scratching to stay in the game.
In last night's other game, Wisconsin had 10 three-point baskets in the second half to roll over Arizona, 85-78. Final four slots will be decided today. Louisville plays Michigan State. Duke takes on Gonzaga. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.